Missouri Net News, I'm Elisa Nelson. A fellow Democrat disagrees with Governor Nixon's vetoes of voter ID and gun legislation. Jason Taylor reports.
Current Attorney General Chris Coster, who's running to replace the term-restricted governor, says he doesn't have a problem with legislation passed this year requiring voters to have photo ID. Governor Nixon claims the measure suppresses voter turnout.
We saw in this most recent election only 25% turnout. That was 6% less than what most people had said would happen in the primary. The challenge we have in our democracy is getting more people to vote, not fewer people to vote.
Coster opposes voter ID laws in principle, but calls this year's bill a good compromise. He's also indicated he wouldn't have vetoed gun legislation as Governor Nixon did. Nixon contends the law, which scraps requirements for concealed carry permits and training, goes too far. He says sheriff's departments play a key role in granting and denying permits and thinks training helps curb gun accidents. The legislature votes next month on whether to override Governor Nixon's vetoes. Jason Taylor, Missouri Net.
A state audit says the record system used by state courts lacks necessary safeguards to identify inappropriate or unusual activity. State Auditor Nicole Galloway says information such as conviction statuses, sentences, and release dates can be compromised. A court has ordered Backpage to comply with a Senate subpoena seeking information about how the company prevents online sex trafficking. Senator McCaskill says Backpage, which has been linked to hundreds of reported cases of sex trafficking, is appealing the decision.
We want to know what their policies and procedures are. We want to know what they're telling their employees that are placing these ads on behalf of what I would certainly call criminals, since they are placing children for sale.
Independent nonprofit organization Pew Charitable Trust ranks Missouri 8th in the country in its election administration performance. Missouri was recognized for its performance in online voter registration and low rate of voter registration rejections. The State Department of Health and Senior Services confirms a case of Zika virus in a Missouri man who traveled to St. Lucia in the Caribbean. The total number of travel-related cases of the disease found in state residents is 17. The Missouri State Fair begins Thursday. Director Mark Wolf says the fair has had about $500,000 in renovations since last year.
We finished phase two of the sheep pavilion renovation, so it's all new pens, all new electrical drops and water. We did a complete renovation, about $110,000 worth, to the children's barnyard.
The state fair runs through August 21st. This is Missouri Net News.